The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American.
Good morning, North State. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, and I'm your host, Mark Kent, at KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. Today is January 7th, 2012. Wow.
Who time. Thought we would see 2012,
time,
you know?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Are we going to see 2013?
I'm hoping the Mayan calendar is completely wrong. Kind of going to, it's going to mess my retirement up. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda Kent. How you doing?
Good. And you guys?
Oh, very good, very good. The fun never stops. You know that. And our soundboard operator is an all-around good guy is Bob.
Very great to be with you, Mark and Linda, and welcome to a live Saturday morning for Sovereign Minds.
Absolutely. First time we're here on Saturday mornings, and we a little bit out of sync because we're used to a little more prep time, but, you know, that's okay. We're gonna roll with the punches and do a good job here.
Ernie and Dave are a hard act to follow.
Ernie and Dave are a hard act to follow, but we're going to try.
Now, alert listeners will know we've been replaying Sovereign Minds on Saturday mornings for the last few months.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, I guess,
so
you know.
This is a transition from Sunday nights to Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Hopefully, we're going to hit a larger audience out there and get the message out here. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to get you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues. Start by talking to your neighbors. Go to a Tea Party meeting. Check out a website. Check out the website at the Tea Party, 24hourpatriots.com, and see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in. That's what free speech is all about. We need to debate and find the answers to these hard questions. Remember, the telephone number is 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. A couple of reminders, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview Destiny Fellowship. They stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. You have any veterans events that we need to talk about?
Yeah, actually, I do. I want to bring up, we didn't really have Christmas for the troops this year. There was a lot of different things that happened. A lot of the people on the board got sick and other things and just life in general. So they decided to do Valentine's for the troops this year. It's a North State packaging project.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a dinner and dance fundraiser. It's going to be at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Sunday, January 15th at 4:30 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for children. If you would like to get some tickets, you can get at Tobacco and Brew, which is at 2143 Hilltop Drive, or North Valley Bank at the Westwood Village. Or you can always give Charlie a call at 530-524-1214. There's going to be live music and dancing. Special appearance by the Sweet Adelines. They're going to be serving a pasta dinner, and they'll have Valentine's cards available so we can write Valentine's for the troops to get them over there. And there will be raffles and many other things. So,
very good, very good. So let's start out with our first quote of the day. And this is going to be, I want you to guess who said this. This is the quote of the decade is what this is entitled. The fact that we are here today to debate raising America's debt limit is a sign of leadership failure. It is a sign that the U.S. government cannot pay its own bills. It is a sign that we now depend on ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies. Increasing America's debt weakens us domestically and internationally. Leadership means that the buck stops here. Instead of Washington shifting the burden of bad choices today onto the backs of our grandchildren and our children tomorrow, America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. America deserves better. Do you know who said that?
I would guess Ron Paul.
No. Senator Barack Obama. March of 2006. Is that interesting or what? Gee, wow. I mean...
Like he's really held to all of that, hasn't he, now?
Wow, I mean, what a guy, you know? Sounds like he's been really standing up for not raising the debt ceiling. And gee, is that a flip-flop?
Yeah.
Or is that just a typical politician?
Typical politician dance, I would say, going on there now, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is all in our own best interest, you do understand, of course, they lie to us.
And they're very good at it, most of them out there.
I'm thinking so, you know. So it's just one of those things, and that it just seems to be that they all have the same, self-interest in mind as opposed to our best interest. And that's the word of the day. And now we're going to get bombarded this year with the elections that are coming up on the national as well as the local level. So,
along with all the laws that they're passing, I heard that they, on the first, they passed 40,000 new laws.
I just so happen to have a little bit of information on that. I mean, good grief. And I just want to say a couple of things. If you're not watching Freedom Watch with Judge Napolitano on Fox Business Network, they're the only program out there that even talks about limited government with any kind of reasonable attitude. I mean, the rest is all the right, left, Democrat, Republican paradigm. But with that said, we've got 40,000 new laws that took effect on January 1st, most of which restricts your liberties. You know, just a couple here. Cell phone use in cars, whether it's hands-free or not, is no longer legal. Really?
Okay, does that apply to everybody across the board or just certain individuals?
Well, you know, I've got to thinking about this. Do the police officers use cell phones or the radio at all? And do they use their hands to do that with?
Well, I guess it all depends, you know.
So are police officers much more competent to talk and use than the rest of us?
You don't believe that?
I'm having a hard time with that one, because what that means is they can no longer communicate in their car, or they're just smarter and better than we are as individual citizens, and we just don't get it, and we're uncoordinated, and you know, or maybe this is a restriction on our liberties.
Well, according to the chat room, police officers are superheroes, don't you know that?
Yeah, I knew that, but you know, I still think I can use a cell phone safely in my car, especially if I have a hands-free unit.
Well, what, you know, you have to stop and think, if they added 40,000 new laws on the books as of the first, how many laws do we already have on the books?
Oh, it's getting crazy. I mean, and I had to add, don't use your radio anymore, because you're leaning towards the dash, could be a wreck.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, don't. Oh. So, I mean, if you got to listen to KCNR 1460 Sovereign Minds.
You better pull over.
Pull over on the side of the freeway, okay?
Just stop
where you're at. Adjust your volume before you proceed again, because you could be dangerous.
Or get a hands-free radio.
Well, even that's not legal anymore. Yeah. So what do you do? I mean, pretty soon we'll have to have some kind of technology where you think, you know, and you'll be part of the Borg or something, you know. So there's so many new laws coming on that is absolutely ridiculous. Another couple of headlines here. 8.5 employment, really? Seriously, you guys believe that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So
that's why, what is it, 1 out of 5 Americans are unemployed right at this moment?
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that?
last month they created 200,000 more jobs created. You guys, well, let's say that's true. If that's true, then what happened to the other 7 million guys that decided not to even go look anymore? Well, do you think the government would lie to us?
But if you run out of extensions from unemployment, if after your fourth extension, you're no longer considered looking for work, even if you are.
That's what I'm talking about. So the unemployment, I mean, really, 8.5, the government wouldn't lie to us in an election year so that it looks good, like the economy is recovering. You guys feel like it's recovering out there. You know, and you know, if you get unemployment, it's now, you can get 4 years of unemployment now.
Holy smokes.
4 years. Do you believe that? So that, yeah, anyway, another couple, a local item of interest. I noticed that Bruce Ross doesn't think Agenda 21 has anything to do with the policies in California with fish and game. It's just all a big accident that they happen to, you know, mirror each other. And you know, that UN treaty, you know, don't worry about that. And the fact that we got books and going into the schools here pretty soon that say Agenda 21, you know, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Rescue Mission, it's a book for children that they're introducing into the school that for Agenda 21. The people that put it together, I believe it includes 75 countries that they are putting in the book to teach our children, you know, to take care of everything.
It says Agenda 21 right on the cover, doesn't it?
Yeah, it most certainly does, you know.
It's all a big accident, though. Don't believe it.
This isn't really happening.
Yeah, oh boy.
You know?
Talk about great coverage at the local level by our newspaper. Wow. They just don't believe in anything that has anything to do with reality, I guess. Wow.
No.
or you know, it's the right-left paradigm. I'm not sure what's going on, but you guys need to do your homework or something out there because that is ridiculous. Here's another. We got to go to a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Sheriff Joe Arpaio and some breaking news. But before we do that, I just wanted to let you know that the Federal Reserve now wants to take over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac so that the Federal Reserve will now be in charge of our mortgages.
Oh, yay. That makes us all feel real warm and cozy, doesn't it?
Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy inside now that the guys that are printing money out of thin air and lending it to us and charging interest on the money that they're lending to us so that we can be in debt forever are now in charge of our home mortgages as well or trying to be?
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, we're going to go to a break now. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Redding Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Redding Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
You can't hide.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. And we're talking about stuff here. We're talking about politics, local, international. We don't care. We just want to get the news out there that you're not getting from the mainstream or the lamestream. And I'm including all of the above on that list of potential disinformation campaigns. that crosses all lines of political ideology.
That's keeping it even across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just to go back on Christmas, we had a Christmas special. We came in here. Probably nobody heard it because, you know, we were kind of by ourselves and everybody else was probably eating turkey and so forth. And
drinking some eggnog. Yeah. We know Bob was, you know.
Actually, I should tell you because I got complimented by Carl and Linda on your Christmas special because they happened to be listening to it on their way back home on Christmas night.
Oh, very, very good.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Carl and Linda.
Thanks, Carl and Linda. We absolutely appreciate that. We were more of a fun show that night, but you know, we had some great quotes. That's why I bring it up, and you might want to go back and listen to it if you have a mind to off the website because we stream all the prior shows. But some of the quotes we had, you know, I'm going to give them again today here just because I thought they were great and we need to repeat them. One is, what at first was plunder assumed the softer name of revenue. That was Thomas Paine. And Calvin Coolidge, collecting more taxes than absolutely necessary is legalized robbery. And then our favorite of the other day, government is like a baby. An elementary canal with a big appetite at one end and no sense of responsibility at the other.
That one just gets me every time. I'm sorry.
You got to like that one. That was Ronald Reagan. So anyway, we're back, and we wanted to talk about Joe Arpaio, our sheriff from...
Arizona.
Arizona, yeah. We got a... some information here, and I was looking, this was published on 12-8 of 2011, and its title is, Arpaio Gets Death Threats Over Obama Investigation. Warned he will be filled with 1,000 bullet holes. Yeah, because there's a story coming out, and listen, guys, I'm not one of these birther guys, you know, but this kind of struck my interest because why is, you know, there's something going on here, you know, or there's smoke, there's fire type thing, and I don't believe the birther thing about him not being born in Hawaii, but why would the president spend $1 million so that he doesn't have to uncover his records? You know, that just doesn't make sense. I mean, these guys are about money. They're not about, you know, they're about, you know, making money, not giving it away. And so, you know, what's up with that? So I got to do a little investigation here, and this the credit here goes to Rally Sally on a lot of this stuff because she got my attention by sending me an email on this thing. But there's a story going in with it's WDN, that's World Daily News, about this, and so he's supposed to be coming out in February with his report. Now, with that,
I do believe they actually have a couple cases in court, don't they, on this?
Well, that's kind of where I'm going because I got to looking at this, and then there's a court case in Georgia, and again, this is all I'm reporting this stuff under the auspices that I haven't. I you know, some of this for sure is true. Like this court case has been filed. I've got the docket right here in front of me. Office of the State Administration Hearings of the State of Georgia. Plaintiffs, you know, David Farrar, Leah Lax, Cody Duty, Thomas McLaren, Lori Roth. They're the plaintiffs, and Barack Obama is the defendant. And this was to challenge his eligibility to be on the ballot. And, you know, on December 15th, President Barack Obama, I'm reading this right off the court documents, moved for dismissal of the plaintiff's challenge to his qualifications for office. The court has jurisdiction over this to hear the act, Chapter 13, Title 50, Georgia Administrative Procedures Act. And what happened was, so let's put this in, get rid of the legalese and put it in plain English. So Barack Obama wanted to, put an order to dismiss this as, so it didn't go forward. And his motion was denied. And so what they're saying is, yes, Georgia has the right to challenge his eligibility for president to get on the ballot in Georgia. Now, what's interesting about this fact is that, his eligibility has never been challenged to get on the ballots in all 50 states. And they won't hear any of this stuff up in the press doesn't want to have anything to do with this, the birther thing, and everybody's nuts and all this stuff. Well, when you dig a little farther on this thing, I'm starting to wonder if he is eligible, not because he wasn't born in the United States, because...
I think we need to define a couple terms, citizen and natural born citizen, for the listeners out there, so that maybe it would help them understand this issue.
Yeah, I think the issue here is if you go, it's the Article 2, Section 3, I believe it is, Clause 5, or no, it's Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution, as adopted September 17th of 1787, states, no person except a natural born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of the Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who has not been who shall not have attained at the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident of the United States. Now, the first sentence in that is no person except a natural born citizen or a citizen of the United States. Well, that kind of intrigued me. So I started doing a little legal research on this. And what we find out is what constitutes a natural-born citizen, according to several Supreme Court cases and the Founding Fathers, their definition. And we look at the Constitution, we go, well, it didn't define what a natural-born citizen is. Well, that's because the Constitution is not a dictionary.
Right.
They have legal terms that they put into this. Well, they got their legal terms from the Law of Nations, International Law of Nations. It was a treatise written by Vattel. That was a common law treatise, not from common law of England, because England had a monarchy. So they decided that they were going to use the definition of a natural born citizen that was done in this treatise. And it's pretty well documented. I mean, I can't figure out where I could go wrong on this.
Well, I know that the Founding Fathers, in doing that, they wanted to make sure that they didn't have the same thing happen that did happen over in England and what they were coming from.
Well, their biggest concern here was that they didn't want foreign influence being in, because the president's got a lot of power and he's in charge of the army, and they didn't want foreign influence being
to be a factor in any way.
Exactly.
In the presidency.
Right. So what they're saying was that in order to be a natural born citizen, and I'm reading this, Hamilton suggested the presidency citizen eligibility. This is Alexander Hamilton, one of the guys who wrote the Federalist Papers, along with John Jay and James Madison. Hamilton suggested presidential citizenship eligibility requirement was that a citizen simply not be born a citizen of the U.S., a citizen by birth, but a citizen status was overwhelmed. So they're saying it's not just because you were born here that you were eligible for the presidency. In order to be a natural born citizen, and I'm reading right out of it, to block any chance of future presidents owing allegiance to other foreign nations or claims of their allegiance at birth from becoming president and commander of the military. Therefore, the president of the United States must be a natural-born citizen. Now, when you go to the definitions of a natural-born citizen, and has been verified over and over and over again, that subsequently a natural-born citizen was created by someone first becoming a member of the United States, U.S. citizen by birth on its soil to a mother and father who were U.S. citizens
at the time of their birth.
At the time of his birth, if not so born through naturalization. So in other words, his parents had to both be U.S. citizens, either by birth or by naturalization. Naturalization was okay, but they had to both be U.S. citizens, and then the president had to be born here. Now, that's very interesting because it's well known and well documented that Obama, his father is, was not a citizen of the United States. This is the smoking gun that I think that they're trying to cover up. It has nothing to do with himself, you know, him being born in Hawaii. I'm not sure that's even in dispute, even though it may be. But the real deal is, if you go back through every president, all the way back to George Washington, you'll find that every single one of them qualifies, except Barack Obama. Every single one of them, both parents were citizens that gave birth to the president as and that's the definition of a natural born citizen. And this is, the legal research on this has been done pretty extensively, from what I can't find any holes in it, and that's what I was looking for. So interesting stuff, and I think this report is what's going to come out. So with that, you know, it's absolutely off the charts. Is this real or not?
Right, and it's pretty amazing that the sheriff down there in Arizona is one to take this, you know, and run with it, so to speak, and bring it out.
Yeah.
But of course, the main media, we're not hearing it.
Well, here's my understanding. This is how this occurred. See, because it won't be challenged at the federal level. It won't be challenged by the media, because they're in the tank, if
right,
you will,
they're in the
on both sides. So a state senator actually came out and told these guys that if they wanted to challenge this thing, they had to challenge the eligibility at the state level, because that's where the eligibility issue is for each state. Can he get on the ballot?
Right. And again, going back to our Constitution, that's the way our Constitution was set up, so that the states have the power, not the federal government.
Absolutely. So the more that I research this, the more that I'm starting to go, wow, this could be huge, because if this comes out in the ongoing election year, what ramifications does this have if that is true? This could be big news, guys. And so, and you can look it up. Look up the Georgia State Office or the Office of the State Administrative Hearing, State of Georgia. This is absolutely off the charts true. So we're going to go to a break right now, and we'll be back with some more stuff and see if we can.
On the other side.
This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the free fire media.
Sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
But Mama kept the Bible read, and Daddy kept our family fed, and somewhere in between I must have grown. Cause someday I was dreaming that a song that I was singing, take
KCNR 1460, Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. I'm here with my sister, Linda.
Hello out there.
And we're talking about stuff. Interesting stuff. You know, Big Brad on the chat room says, why isn't nobody talking about this and who cares? You know, and yeah,
like that last one. Congress going to do about this?
No, and Congress isn't going to do anything about this because the thing is, if this challenge starts to happen across 50 states or even some of them, and he can't get on the ballot in some of those states, whoa, I don't even know where that goes because it's never happened before. And if we're just going to say, forget about it, it doesn't matter, well, I guess you're throwing the rule of law out now because the Constitution doesn't matter, and that's a problem. That's a real problem.
Yeah, definitely got a problem there. So, they won't be able to hide it. If you get, you know, this gets out right. more and more, and more states get on board, like you say, the Congress, it's going to be out of their control, so to speak, because the people have the power.
Well, that's right. That's why the 10th Amendment is very important. What was not delegated to the elected representatives, the Congress, the judicial system, and the president is left to the people in the states, respectively. So, in other words, you know, the whole idea of states' rights was that if the federal government ever got so out of control that they had to be reined in, then the states
were able to do it.
That's right. The states would have the power to come in and stop them. And boy, that's where we're at right now, I think. So, yeah.
Our founding fathers really thought that out very well.
Well, they came from a system that, now everybody goes, oh, they revolted against, well, some of them don't even know they revolted against their own government. I mean, you know, you've seen some of these on the street reporters and they go, yeah, hey, you know, who did we break away from? I can't remember which one I saw. They go, Canada, you know, I mean, really? So they don't realize that British rule was our own government. See, when we broke away from England, we were English citizens. It was their own government that was oppressing them, not some foreign entity, not some terrorist out of Iran. It was their own government that they were having a problem with, and that's why they set this up, so that we would be free forever from our own government trying to take our rights away, because who's been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time? Government, 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 always government. I mean, who sends you to wars? Who takes your property? Who taxes you to death? You know, who prints money out of thin air and debases the currency? You know, I mean, really? So, you know, that's the real deal that people need to wake up to and start becoming involved in this thing. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, I think, because this is.
and then that's where we come in, and everybody out there that is getting up off the couch is getting out there, educating, stand up, speak out. Don't be afraid. This is our liberties and freedom at risk here, folks. So.
Yeah. So if you want to do some homework, I suggest that you go to several websites to do that. You know, I would go to the WND website, maybe go Google Joe Arpaio death threats or the Georgia. There's another website here that I have is art2superpac.com. That's where I got a lot of the eligibility facts. There's an attorney there that's done a lot of research on this, on the eligibility of Article 2. You know, so there is a lot of information that's going on out there that we're just not getting in the mainstream media. And that is my real axe to grind here, whether it's local, state or federal, is that some of these important topics just seem to not make the media. And that's just an accident, right?
Sure it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Agenda 21. Let's see. Did Fox or CNN or MSNBC report anything on Agenda 21? Have they reported anything on the Federal Reserve that's, you know, talks about the debt problem as far as printing money out of thin air and an economy implosion? You get none of this stuff.
No, it's very hard to get it. Most of the information you got to get off the internet. From sources, and you still have to do your homework, even off the internet, to make sure that the sources that you're getting the information from is correct.
Absolutely.
Which is very hard to do for sometimes.
It's amazing to me. And the more I dig into this thing, the more I start to realize that they're what some of the problems are. You know, and I'll just give you a couple of examples here about. Let's talk about the candidates just for a second, and I'm not going to go off onto a Ron Paul rant here, although everybody knows I think he's the only candidate to support. But if you go to opensecrets.org, and there's a candidate comparison top contributors in the 2012 cycle, and let's take a look at Let's take a look at Barack Obama to start with. His top campaign contributions are coming from Microsoft Corporation, Comcast Corporation, the University of California, Harvard University, and Google. Now, I find that very interesting. How is the University of California and Harvard, why do they have anything to do with giving him campaign contributions? I mean, and we're talking $100,000 each.
Oh, really? Wow.
Your tuition dollars at work.
Yeah, really? So these guys are donating to the presidency? But there's no problem in our schools here educating our youth to be, Marxist or something?
Yeah, they don't have any effect on what is taught in their schools at all, you know.
Now, what I found even more interesting here is Mitt Romney's campaign contributions. His biggest campaign contributions come from, I would have never guessed this in a million years, Goldman Sachs. Okay, and if you look at the five highest campaign contribution guys, they're all banks. I'm not sure, HIG Capital. I'm not sure if that's a bank or not. I'm guessing it's a bank. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just some hedge fund or something. But we got Goldman Sachs, we got Credit Suisse, we got Morgan Stanley, and we got Barclays. Barclays of England, by the way. So Goldman Sachs donates $360,000 to Mitt Romney's campaign. Now, conversely,
I was going to say what I found very interesting when I was looking at this is the same people are funding both sides of the fence.
Yeah, if you really dig into it, it's interesting that the same people are funding the Democrats as well as the Republicans.
That's called taking no chances.
Well, think about it. You know, we talk about splitting the vote, for example, with Ron Paul. If we vote for Ron Paul, if he runs as a third party, splitting the vote. But if Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are on the same team, who's really splitting the vote if you vote for Mitt Romney? What you're doing is you're voting for a candidate who's for big government, same policies as Barack Obama, and not supporting the guy that's trying to run on the constitutional platform. So really? So let's just keep stacking it up. Now, I'm going to mention one more thing on this thing with Ron Paul, and then I'm going to go off the subject before I go on a rant.
I thought maybe you're going to say you're going to go off the charts.
Yeah, I'm going off the track here. But Ron Paul's contributions, his highest contributions, the five highest contributions are, first one is U.S. Army, second one is United States Air Force, third one is the USA Navy. And then we got Mason Capital Management at $14,000 and Microsoft Corporation at $13,000, which, I guess, I don't know, you know. And again, these are not necessarily coming straight from the corporations. They could be compilations of people that are in working for that corporation.
Right, some of the shareholders within the corporations that are contributing to this.
So how come that the news media doesn't report the fact that where these campaign contributions are come from? Really?
Well, that would get everybody woke up a little bit out there.
Well, that's kind of a dirty little secret there that all of the branches of the armed service are supporting Ron Paul.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, so anyway.
And we have to add to that and they're not supporting what we could find any of the other ones.
Yeah. So maybe his foreign policy isn't so nuts. Okay, because I noticed on Napolitano's show this morning that the former head of the CIA, Michael Schur, I think is how you pronounce it, he's now endorsing Ron Paul. And what he's saying is, you just can't keep intervening in all of these foreign countries all the time to implement your policy, which 99.9% of the time has to do with banking. In other words, if you don't use our world reserve currency, we'll do sanctions against you. And then if that doesn't work, then we bomb you. So check it out, folks. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and I'm not even trying to. I'm just reporting what I'm seeing and wondering why none of the mainstream media carries any of this. Maybe the mainstream media is got something in the...
I think they got the same supporters as Obama and Romney and them.
It's all about the Democrat, the Republican, the Democrat, the Republican, the Democrat, Republican. Let's forget about limited government. You know, let's not talk about that, limiting government. You know, I mean, we talk about, like Romney's a Republican. Really? And what constitutes a Republican? Gee, does that mean that you can be for wars? You don't care about the Federal Reserve printing money out of thin air.
And don't stand up for the Constitution.
Don't stand up for the Constitution and keep raising the debt ceiling so we get deeper and deeper into debt. I can't find any difference other than what they keep doing is using all these social issues to keep us apart. So, you know,
yeah, and that has been their goal all along, and it's been working quite well.
I believe so.
Yeah, to keep us at each other's throat and keep us busy so that we don't pay attention to what's going on up there.
I agree.
But hopefully we're getting more of the message out to people, not just on this show, but like We the People and other radio shows, and people can start waking up and doing something about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a break. I'm going to give you a couple more quotes here from our Christmas show, because I thought they were just off the charts great. The first one is, the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, an agency modeled after the revenue-raising concept of the 19th century economist Jesse James. That's Robert Brandt. I don't know who he is, but I like him. The United States has a system of taxation by confession, Hugo Black. I wanted to let everybody know the self-reliant website of the week, because that's what we're trying to get everybody to understand, is the government's not going to take care of you, and you better be self-reliant. The self-reliant website of the week is eattheweeds.com. So if you want to learn how to forage, just in case it goes real bad, that's
what
a great...
What weeds you can eat and stay alive
That's
with.
Exactly right. It might be a good survival issue to know what you can eat out there and what you can't. So anyway, with that, we're going to go to a break. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, and we'll be right back.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride your sails over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Well, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180, because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. Yeah, I just wanted to tell Brad, though, that if it doesn't matter if all the states don't, you know, I mean, obviously California is probably not going to file any paperwork to keep Obama from getting on the ballot. But what if 20 of them did out of 50 or 10? What if 10 states and he couldn't meet the eligibility requirements in 10 states to get on the ballot? Do you think that's going to be a real problem for him getting reelected?
Those pesky electoral votes.
Yeah, those pesky electoral votes. Yeah, I mean, that the founding fathers were just crazy about, right? Yeah, a bunch of loons. I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, so, and we already know they're not going to dismiss it out of the court system, so.
No. So that's kind of the interesting thing about that. So we got a couple of announcements to make before we go into a little bit of financial stuff here.
Okay, yeah. I want to let everybody know about the gun show that's happening at Anderson Fairgrounds today. I guess it was happening, well, it's all weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday. I'm a little behind here on time. And so I wanted to throw that out there. And I also want to remind you again about the Valentine's for the Troops. And then I think Bob's got something over there that he would like to announce, too.
Something else happening at the fairgrounds. No direct tie-in with the gun show here, but our good buddy Nate, who will normally be engineering this program on Saturday mornings, Nate Welch is also a fight promoter, mixed martial arts, and his big smackdown in Anderson at the fairgrounds tonight, this evening. I believe it starts at 6 o'clock.
Oh, I guess I have one other thing. They asked me to throw this out there. I guess Ernie and Dave had these two as some tickets for the bridal show that's coming up. So if you're interested in them, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
That's coming up on January 15th at Simpson University.
What exactly do they do at a bridal show?
You know what? Don Shulman is one of the people putting that on. He'll be on here from 10 to 1 tomorrow morning on KCNR, and he will be talking all about it.
Okay, because I have no idea of what they do at a bridal show.
Well, I don't think the bridal show's actually for you.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, not that I wouldn't look good in heels or something, but, you know, maybe not. Okay.
Primarily for people who are actually looking to get married.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, well, that totally excludes me. So, anyway, I wanted to go through a little bit of the financial stuff here, and I'm looking at a website, goldsilver.com, which I rely on quite a bit, and I'm just going to go through and just kind of, and this is a definite survival website. If you, if this is not a part of your routine of going and looking at information that's out of the mainstream media's spotlight, this is a great place to get a lot of good information from. But, you know, I mean, I'm just starting out here. Let's see, with a couple of headlines, and maybe we'll go into a story or two here. Okay, one headline is, here we go again, U.S. $25 million away from the debt ceiling breach. Are you all shocked out there? Well, this is going to be like a weekly thing pretty soon. You know, we're going to have to raise the debt ceiling by $1 trillion every week or two.
Yeah, it's going to be a Friday event.
And all those congressmen and senators up there that are acting in your best interest just keep getting us deeper and deeper in the hole. So why don't you all run out there and max out your credit cards till you can't pay anything and then implode? Doesn't sound like a good strategy to me, but, you know, I mean, what do I know? I'm just a little radio guy and, you know.
Yeah, and what is $16 trillion debt anyway? I mean, you have a problem with that?
Yeah, what's $16 trillion here and there? You know, I mean, it's just chump change, right?
If we max out our credit cards and implode, do we get a bailout?
No.
Only if you go down to your basement and put on your green eye shade and your little sleeve holders and then start printing your own money. Only they call that counterfeiting, and you get to take a course in a remedial license plate manufacturing down at Folsom if they catch you. And so that's a problem because, you know, the central banks don't want to have any competition with this thing. They're the only ones that can print. They're the only ones that can counterfeit. Gee. And you know what slays me? If there's a problem with me counterfeiting, why is there such a problem with them? No problem counterfeiting.
That's not counterfeiting. That's quantitative easing.
It's quantitative easing. Yeah,
there
it's all
go,
good.
Bob.
Yeah. So I mean, if I'm hurting think about that. If I could print money out of thin air anytime I wanted to, and I go down to my basement and I need a few extra bucks to go wherever, or buy a car or whatever, and I just gonna print that out, isn't that stealing? I mean, isn't that really stealing? Because if I'm basically devaluing somebody else's currency by adding that to the mix, I'm stealing part of their wealth.
Yeah, you're stealing from them. Now it's become an issue.
So they don't see that because it's seen in the form of higher prices at the store. So they don't realize I'm stealing. So let's go back to our investments here. Let's see. Merck on Euro, U.S. dollar, gold investment strategy, Harvey Oregon's gold and silver, blah, blah. Top three central banks account for up to 25% of the developed world's GDP. Now, think about what we just talked about with counterfeiting for a second. And if I could just continually counterfeit money and lend it, would I own stuff?
Well, sure.
I should have my Jeopardy thing. Would you own stuff?
Well, sure. I'd own everything.
Would you own 25% of the developed world GDP? I mean,
maybe
there's a problem here with this getting out of hand because, you know, if the central banks own 25% of the GDP and there's no slowing down of printing money and they keep doing this, at some point in time, wouldn't it be reasonable to assume that they would own all the GDP?
Yeah.
So, a problem. And you know something? I just can't figure out why my congressman won't talk about this. Because it seems like they go into Congress poor and they come out rich.
You see a problem with this equation? Or
so, you know, I think they used to call that like bribery or, you know, you buy your friends and, devalue your enemies.
We have somebody on the chat room that put in counterfeit and steal equals inflate and tax.
Yeah. That's why you got to have them both. If you're going to counterfeit money in order to collect the debt, you got to have an agency like the IRS, you know, where you got local collection agents like the guy we got here locally who doesn't want to follow any of the rules. He just wants to collect money and it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's actually based on law or not, because that's the danger of this whole thing is rule of law is starting to go out the window, isn't it? Constitution doesn't matter. What did Obama say? Oh, yeah, if the Congress won't act, then I'll just do it myself. I'll just make up my own laws. Isn't that like called tyranny? Remember like Hitler, you know, maybe she needed to go watch The Sound of Music, sing Edelweiss a few times here so that you get the picture that, you know, that's what they did in Germany is they took over the banks and they took over all the manufacturing.
And that's what our founding fathers warned us about.
Yeah, I think that was a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go on with our little headline cruise. Let's see. Ted Butler, great guy. Commercials have no interest in shorting silver again. We should start seeing some of this silver coming out of the hole because the commercial shorts are now caught up by shorting the market. They've got themselves out from under the hook to a big degree. Paul,
what does that mean, that they got it all in their stockpile?
Well, what they did was that they kept shorting the market, driving the price down, collecting on the shorts. It's all a paper game, but then they don't have to do any physical delivery down the road. And that, now they're starting to go long, which makes when you start going long, what that's saying is you're betting on the silver going up now. So we should start seeing a price reversal here pretty soon on the silver and the gold, even going up on both metals. So anyway, let's see. U.S. intervention in Iran will drag China and Russia into a war. Isn't that what we need now? You know, we're unsustainable wars worldwide. Bases everywhere. We've got Iran surrounded. We're everywhere in the world, and you know, with unsustainable wars, and that's not a problem, right? I mean, let's just keep attacking everybody, right?
Right. And let's just keep sending our troops more and more overseas.
Yeah, let's keep sending our troops more and more overseas, spending more and more money on defense instead of pulling our troops back in and coming back and solving our debt problems and, you know, getting control of our government. And let's just keep attacking everybody, right?
That's a good plan.
I always go back to, gee, what's really behind the tax? And can you believe the media when they give you information? Remember the WMDs in Iraq that weren't there? And now I've got information on Bloomberg that says that there's no danger to nuclear. So who do you believe anymore? I mean, are they trying to stoke up a war? Because remember when we attacked Libya? What did we attack them for? Well, did you know that Gaddafi was trying to start his own bank backed by gold with his own currency?
Ah.
Interesting.
Like
I guess that's a problem when you're, you know. Okay, so we're getting down to the last few minutes here of Sovereign Mind Radio. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've got a couple of things. We got anything we want to talk about? Let's see. Here's a quote. When the government spends more each year than it collects in tax revenues, it has three choices. It can raise taxes, print money, or borrow money. While these actions may benefit politicians, all three options are bad for the average American. You know who said that?
No, I don't.
That was Ron Paul. Interesting. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. Maybe everybody should go back and read George Washington's farewell address as to foreign intervention.
Anyway. And don't forget, Monday night, 6 p.m., Destiny Fellowship, the Reading Tea Party.
All right, very good. We'll see you guys next Saturday. This is Sovereign Mind Radio.
Have a great day.
Fox News Radio, I'm Cameron Riegel. Sights are set on former frontrunner Mitt Romney as we head into the New Hampshire primary 1 week from today. The big prize for the Republicans, of course, is New Hampshire. The nation's first primary is Tuesday. Tonight, however, the candidates debate. Let's go live to Manchester, New Hampshire, and Fox News Radio's Marga Bassett.
Karen, just hours away from tonight's debate in New Hampshire, a Suffolk University poll shows Newt Gingrich is gaining, a sign maybe that his focus on Romney as a centrist is working.
In South Carolina, the real question is going to be a Reagan Republican who's a conservative and a Massachusetts moderate.
Rick Santorum's gain in Iowa is drawing larger crowds here. His message this morning in the Granite State, job creation here at home versus abroad. Now, Santorum has been tirelessly campaigning. He has at least five events today before tonight's debate. Karen?
Marga, thank you. Mitt Romney is spending some time focusing on the economy, saying even though yesterday's job numbers showed some